from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Around the NBA right now, everybody is waiting for the big domino to fall. That big domino is Paul George. As we alluded to last segment, Paul George, what he does and or doesn't do will kind of be the signal flare that kicks off free agency. This free agency class, and I think really a lot of free agency classes going forward with how the new CBA is constructed, will not be some kind of explosive free agency class. Now, there could be big-time players moving. Paul George is probably a Hall of Famer. Klay Thompson is a Hall of Famer. And they could both be on the move. And what happens with those moves and where they go will have trickle-down effects that will ripple throughout the rest of the NBA. The Philadelphia 76ers have the capacity to get up to $60 million in space, and they have plenty of potential to use it, whether it's on Paul George or it's on Klay Thompson and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope or some combination of a next star down. It won't be James Harden, I can tell you that. Also a free agent. But you take a look at what is out there and how teams can make real moves, and it becomes very apparent of who the tone setters of the day are going to be. And once those moves are made, that's where the Portland Trailblazers can start to slip in. For everybody who's sitting there screaming for the Portland Trailblazers to move everyone over the age of 25, that's not going to happen. They're not just going to wholesale get rid of guys. But could Anthony Simons be moved? Maybe. I have seen no indication. There has been zero noise about him being moved, not only from the Blazers, but from around the league. I've literally been checking in over the past 2 days to see if there's been anything out there. It's been quiet. The name that has popped up that everybody says needs to move is Jeremy Grant. Teams have called. Multiple people have reported that teams have checked in on Jeremy Grant. The Blazers are not interested in selling him off for 70 cents on the dollar. That is not the world that they are exist in right now, because they don't have to move him.
Right.
And that's the real thing. I don't think they're going to come into next season with the run it back, basically, situation that they're in right now. If I was a betting man, I would say the most likely player to move right now is Robert Williams III, Time Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Even coming off his injury, there are multiple teams that are interested in him. Now, what do they trade him for? Who do they trade him to? I don't know. But I think there's a multitude of teams that would come calling about him. Do they trade him for 3 or 4 second-round picks? I could see that happening.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Blazers would have a spot there, and perhaps they go sign some veteran free agent to come fill his role. the next guy on that list, I would say, is probably going to be Matisse Thybulle. Obviously, the Dallas Mavericks last season offered him a contract, a restricted free agent contract. The Portland Trailblazers matched all of that. He cannot be traded to the Dallas Mavericks until a year has passed since he has signed that deal, which I believe is July 6th.
Like next weekend.
I believe. Let me double check on that. I don't have my contract sheet. You know what I need to do? I need to move like all of my absolute psycho documents that I have on my spreadsheets at home. Uh-huh. I just need to move them all to my Google Docs.
There you go.
That way I can just be like, oh, yep. There we go. His contract was signed. You would think that would be on. Yes. July 6th.
Okay.
Ding, 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 ding. But between now and the 6th, he has the right to veto any trade, and he cannot be traded to Dallas in that time frame.
Right.
He also has a 15% trade kicker. So there you go. Not too shabby. So yeah. If he's going to be moved, he will be moved July 6th, both officially and legally. Right. Now, you could agree to a move, you know, before then, which is entirely normal.
Yes.
But those are the kind of moves I would expect the Trailblazers to make. I do not think that Jeremy Grant is being moved as of yet. Nobody has come close to breaching the level that would require to move Jeremy. Mm-hmm. And with Anthony, it's 100% the Blazers, despite Joe Cronin not mentioning him in the press conference, they do value him. And they're not going to just give him away. So what you'll see happen is the big moves will happen. And then the teams that are left that either miss out or don't have the financial resources to be players in those moves, once they understand how the rest of the landscape is shaking out, now the next group of guys become available.
Right.
And you're already seeing players that are agreeing to their contracts with their respective teams. OG Anunoby being locked in at basically 42 and a half. Isn't that insane? $42.5 million.
Right.
Like it's again, always go by the percentage of cap, but yes. Still to see OG Anunoby getting $42.5 million a year when we were talking about like 25 to 30
right. Yeah.
A year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And earn like that's $12 million more a year than Jeremy Grant. Just wanted to throw that out there for everybody. Emmanuel Quickley was going to the Knicks, and Quickley were talking, and Quickley wanted $25 million a year before he got traded. That's why he got traded.
Uh-huh.
The Knicks were only willing to offer 18. He just signed a 4-year, $125 million deal. The money is out there, folks, and teams are spending to an extent. And again, Emmanuel Quickley just got a $35 million a year deal.
Mm-hmm.
Emmanuel Quickley at $35 million or Anthony Simons at $25 million. This is where I was talking about. When you take a look at where players are slotted when they sign their deals and how it matches up in the cap or doesn't, these are the kind of things that when you look at all of this, you go, oh, okay. I had somebody tell me earlier that a GM in the NBA reached out to Portland and said basically, nice job on the Denny Avdia deal because you just got the best contract in the NBA.
Yeah.
Like those things matter.
Yeah.
As far as being able to fix that up and how that all comes together. Somebody on Twitter just asked me any word on Jabari and Portland having interest in a contract extension this offseason. I don't know about a contract extension. I think they would probably want to work some things out, but there's an important designator here when I talk about Portland's roster being at 15 right now. Jabari's is non-guaranteed, Tumani's is non-guaranteed, and Delano Banton's is non-guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
So they have the opportunity, if they have to move on from one or all of them. They won't do it. They 100% will not do it with Tumani Kamara.
Uh-huh.
That is I will stake a lot of money on that. They wouldn't like to with Jabari Walker, and they probably wouldn't necessarily want to with Delano Banton, but he only has $200,000 guaranteed between now and January 10th. So there's a lot of different things that'll happen, and that having that additional layer of flexibility, if for whatever reason they do get involved in a transaction where an unbalanced trade happens, they have that flexibility. As of right now, I have no reason to believe that the Trailblazers are in the run-it-back level of mindset.
Yeah.
But right now, they're not at the forefront of transactions when you're talking about what's going to happen before they get involved.
Yes.
So there's your NBA free agency bit, your primer and everything else that goes with it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.